This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky. Got a minute? Medical marijuana is now available in 28 states. But a big obstacle to research on marijuana as medicine is that it's listed by the federal government on what's called Schedule 1. Assignment to Schedule 1 means that the Food and Drug Administration does not recognize a legitimate medical purpose to a substance. At a session on medical marijuana at the annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science on February 19th, I asked researcher Ryan Vandry of the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine about getting marijuana off of the list of Schedule 1 substances.
Well, it can't come off of Schedule 1 to a different schedule until the traditional drug development work has been done. And I don't think the traditional drug development work really can be done while it's Schedule 1. It just makes large Phase 3 trials in hospital-based programs near impossible.
It's a catch-22.
So I think the only way to really get around that is kind of two paths. One, you just unschedule it completely. Alcohol is not scheduled, for example, and so that's the pathway that some of the states have gone, just making it available or treating as a like a botanical herbal product. The other way would be to kind of wait until we get more targeted specific products, so not whole plant cannabis, but maybe more specific formulations with specific cannabinoid profiles would be the other way.
Is your life going to be easier with it all?
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. And just to clarify, the limitations that we have in doing research is that we are limited to doing research with products that are available through the Federal Drug Supply Program. And so they have quite a bit, but they don't have everything. And then the limitation is even using their product, we have to go through extra levels of regulatory scrutiny and experience substantial delays in doing our research.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Steve Mirsky.